Odyssey fans, I'm Bob, senior editor with Plugged In.
And I'm Jesse, editor of Focus on the Family Clubhouse magazine. We're glad to have you here for the June 30th, 2010 edition of the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast.
Later on the podcast, Dave Arnold and Paul McCusker will be answering more of your questions.
But before we do that, Bob, did you realize this is podcast number 98?
Wow.
I just can't believe we've already done 98 podcasts.
I know, it's hard to believe. Time has really flown by.
You know, it's exciting to think we're just two podcasts away from number 100.
Maybe we should do something special for that. I mean, like, you know, get a birthday cake or something.
Oh, yeah. We could throw a birthday party and have punch with ice cubes that have those little raspberries frozen in them. And we could sit around and read a birthday card from the Queen. I heard that when you turn 100, the Queen of England writes you a birthday card.
I'm not sure if the Queen does that anymore, but I know of something I'd like even more than a letter from the Queen.
What's that?
Letters from our fans. What if we ask our listeners to send us a birthday card?
Ah, that's why you're the man, Bob. I love that idea.
Okay, listeners, if you want to mail us a birthday card for the podcast's 100th episode, we'll give you the mailing address at the end of the podcast. We'll post some pictures of the cards we get on the blog.
I can't wait to see those. Now, turning a corner, I missed being part of the Avery Awards a few weeks ago, and it sounded like it was a lot of fun for everyone. Except for Wooten, when he fell into the orchestra pit.
Oh, he was all right, though. That bass drum broke his fall. And now he has his very own shiny Avery Award. Anyway, our listeners had some comments on the Averys. Let's read a few. Hannah wrote, "This is awesome. I can't believe this is the first ever Averys. We are going to have stories to tell our children."
She sounds really excited. Well, Jenny asked why Chris sounded funny. Well, Jenny, it's because that wasn't Chris, but our friend Diane. She hosted a video podcast with Brock, so you might recognize her from there.
A fan who goes by Miss America asked us if the Superwatch commercial was from a BTV episode. And yes, you're right. It was in BTV Behind the Scenes.
And this came from Famico. Wow, I didn't think they would present the winners in such a creative way. I thought it'd just be a simple announcement. That was really unexpected and great. P.S. Thanks for the preview of the next album. It looks really cool. And hey, Bob, where is the preview of the next album?
If you go back and listen really carefully to the Avery Awards podcast, you can figure out how you can see the album art for album 52. Oh, and to answer a few of you who have wondered, yes, that is Eugene, Witt, and Connie on the cover.
Yeah, I still don't know what you're talking about, but it sounds really interesting. And now, without further ado, let's hear the second part of the producer's question and answer session. Over to Paul McCusker and Dave Arnold.
I have a couple of questions that are related, so I'll ask both of them together, and then you can answer them because you have the answer. Rochelle asks, when is there going to be another mystery series like Novacom or Blackguard? And Daniel asks, are there any spoilers you can give us about album 52 or 53? And are there any story arcs in the works? I hope so. Keep up the awesome work, Odyssey.
Thank you, Daniel and Rochelle. Yeah, actually, there's an easy answer to that question, both questions. And that is, I am working on a story arc now, piecing it all together now. It'll probably be just 12 episodes. Yeah, it's a mystery that centered around Odyssey, of course.
Who else involved in the show?
There's Witt, Connie, Eugene. We've got the families involved. The Parkers are connected to it all. The Jones family, Emily, of course, being a mystery solver, would have to be involved. Matthew's involved. So a little bit of everybody. And then we've got a bunch of characters who come into play who we haven't met yet. Who are connected to the mystery in some form or another, or maybe not. Yeah. That's one of the question marks over who's involved and what. And I think it's safe to reveal the name of the album.
I think it's a great title, actually.
Which ties into the mystery itself. And the name of the album is The Green Ring Conspiracy.
Now, what I would ask the listeners to do as they listen through album 51, 52, 53, is let us know what characters they're really liking, the new ones that we're establishing. Are there certain characters like Red that you just really like and you want us to continue to develop more?
Mm-hmm.
Now, Paul, there are several questions here that at the outward glance you'll think are not related at all, but really do have some common thread. And so I'll ask all three of these to you and you can answer them. Cat Lover asks, are there any Adventures in Odyssey shows based on something that really happened to you?
Mm-hmm.
Elaine asks, which show in album 51 did you have the most fun writing? And Anonymous, what new character will be in album 52? Also, Paul, you said there would be no deaths in album 51, but there is. Dexter died.
Okay, well, they're all related because they're centered around the episode we did on pets, which was called For the Birds. And the reason why these three kind of connect for me is because, number one, are any Odyssey shows based on something that really happened to you? Well, if you had been anywhere near our house when I was growing up, we had a Noah's Ark
you
of
and me
pets.
Both, buddy.
And so the angle for me was just that. I remembered back to my childhood and how we were not sentimental about pets because they just kind of came and went at such a rapid pace. That gave me actually the hook. That was the thing in that story that was a lot of fun for me was the conversation with the Parker family where they talk about basically their difficulties with pets when dad tries to remind the kids of their experiences. Some of those are loose reflections of my experiences. Now, I did say that there would be no deaths in Album 51. Of course, when I said that, I was thinking more along the lines of human deaths. I was thinking human when I made the statement. We have a question from Trixie. How long does it take you guys to make an episode, from outlining to recording and editing until it's ready for the radio? And what is Red's official job in Odyssey?
That's a really excellent question, Trixie, because I think most people, or at least a lot of people that listen to the show, because it's on the radio every day and on some stations and every week otherwise, you probably think, well, it probably just takes you either a day or 3 or 4 days to do a show. That is not the case, which is why we only have 24 episodes in a year that are new episodes that we produce every year. And the reason being because from the time where we actually sit down as a team and brainstorm the theme of the album and the ideas for the album, and then move that on to getting outlines from the writers, and then, of course, you've got several drafts of the script, and then you have to cast it and plan the recording session, and then you go out for the recording, and you come back and you do all the post-production. Really, to do an episode from start to stop, if you just would compile the time, takes anywhere from probably 2 to 3 months. If one person was writing every script and the same person was producing every episode, it would take you about 2 years to do an entire album. Fortunately, we have quite a few people that are working on the show, and so we're able to turn it around in about 6 months. Why don't you answer the rest of that question? What's Red's official job in Odyssey?
You know, we didn't establish an official job except what we know of him. He shows up in the Clutter episode. And he's just the neighbor to the Parkers and very friendly. You get a sense that he knows quite a bit about tools and handyman type things. And then we see him again in the Jubilee Singers where he's doing some cleaning up around Wits End. And he will show up the next album in which he's helping retrieve Connie's keys from her car.
Now I've got a question for you, Paul, from MRN. MRN asks, will Abuelita be staying with the Parkers very long, and will Connie really be going to college?
Abuelita is in Album 51. She shows up for the very chaotic wedding for Ava's sister. And she shows up in Album 52, which no one's heard yet, for a Christmas visit, which is very nice and also chaotic in its own special way. The plan now is for her to visit again. Whether or not we make her a long-term character, we might do. Mm-hmm. Might be fun to have her around. But we'll see how that goes as we go along. As for Connie going to college, we will at least allude to Connie taking some college classes, just as Eugene will always be doing other things apart from the stuff that he does at Wits End. But other than that, we're not locking down to how many classes she's taking and what year she's in and how long before she graduates. We'll do that as much as we ever did it with her in high school. Brendan asks, can you give any info concerning the Thanksgiving and Christmas episodes that will be in Album 52? I'm hoping that they are as good as some of the classics like Caroling and Thanksgiving at Home.
Well, obviously you've heard that we are doing a Thanksgiving and a Christmas episode in Album 52. The Christmas episode has to do with Grandma coming to town. So we'll see the Parker's grandma, Abuelita, coming to town in that particular episode, which is a bit chaotic. And then the Thanksgiving episode is just a very, very different sort of episode. I don't know how much to really give away, but everybody gets stranded at Wits End, and they decide to create a story. And the story they decide to create is
Very bizarre.
Very bizarre. But you'll have to watch a lot of Christmas specials to try and get all of the inside jokes that are written into the Thanksgiving show.
Thanks-taking.
The Thanks-taking.
Which is what it's called.
Show, yes. So, Paul, JRC and Nathan L. Have sort of similar questions, and maybe you can spill these two together. JRC asks, how do you come up with the ideas for each episode, and how long have you been working for Focus on the Family? And Nathan asks, what has been your inspiration for doing AIO, and do you like working there?
Well, I hope I like working here. I've been working off and on with Focus on the Family since 1986, so that's a very long time to do something that you don't enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I enjoy it a lot. My heart and life is invested in Adventures in Odyssey in a lot of ways. In fact, I've been connected to Odyssey longer than I've been married. And even in terms of my family life, it's so much a part of our lives, my wife and my kids and everything that we do. Mm-hmm. It's just part of it. So it's very hard to imagine not doing this in some form or another.
Yeah.
The ideas come from wherever we can get them. And over the years, it's from life experience, from our own imaginations, from fans who've written in and made suggestions. I mean, we'll grab whatever we can get from wherever we can get it by way of ideas. If it fits with Odyssey, if it's a story idea or something that seems relevant to our fan base especially, that's a key thing for us is, Will it relate to kids at a real level? Then it's fair game for us to use.
Okay, Paul, I have a question for you. From MB, E-M-B-E-E. MB asks, will Katrina be in any episodes soon? I feel like she should be in more episodes, especially since she is married to Eugene.
And that's true. And yes, they are still married. And Katrina will be in some of the episodes. I hope the fans remember that just because some of the characters don't show up doesn't mean they don't exist anymore, that they've been written out. It's like the camera we put onto places in Odyssey or Wit's End doesn't include everybody at every time.
Mm-hmm.
And so the fact that Katrina has not been heard from at this point isn't intentional. It's that the stories that we're telling don't involve her at this point, and so we don't bring her in, and
right.
We don't like to bring characters in just for the sake of bringing them in to say hi and then they have nothing to do. But she will. She actually plays a key part in the forthcoming story arc album, and yeah, she's a key player in all of that. So if they've missed her, they will definitely be hearing from her soon. Well, we're grateful for the questions, and we look forward to more questions coming our way as we produce new episodes and introduce new plot lines and characters,
and if we
love to hear from the fans.
Yeah, if we didn't hit your question this time, just send it in again and we'll get to you maybe next time.
Thanks, Dave and Paul. If your question wasn't answered, you can always submit it again next time, or you can email us your question via the website.
And if you'd like to send us a birthday card you've made for the 100th podcast, you can mail it to the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80995.
Or in Canada, write to Box 9800, Vancouver, BC, V6B, 4G3.
I think I've heard that address before somewhere. Well, thanks for listening to the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast, a presentation of Focus on the Family.
Visit us online at witsend.org/podcast or call us at 1-800-A-FAMILY. I'm Bob.
And I'm Jesse. And remember, with God in your life, every day is an adventure.